This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj V. Subramanian.
Chicago-based media reporter Robert Feeder and other outlets took to task the student newspaper at Northwestern University. The paper's editor-in-chief and eight other editors signed an editorial that apologized for the paper's coverage of former Attorney General Jeff Sessions' appearance at a college Republicans event and the protests that accompanied his appearance. According to Feeder, some of the protesters complained about the newspaper posting photos of the event, finding them re-traumatizing and invasive. The editors agreed that the photos should not have appeared. The editors also apologized for reporters using the university's directory to obtain phone numbers for students and asking if they'd be willing to be interviewed. Just quickly, I should note that the Daily Northwestern operates independently of the university's renowned Medill School of Journalism, though I imagine many of the reporters and editors are in that school of journalism. But so these protesters show up in public. There should be no expectation of privacy. And yet they complain that having their photos in the paper is re-traumatizing and invasive.
This is bizarre, Rich. These students had done what they're allowed to do, what they have their every right to do. And they were, you know, above board and within their rights as journalists to cover and to seek information. It was not underhanded. It was above board, transparent. And yet I think what this speaks to is just this sentiment that we can't trust our media anymore. We can't trust our journalists. And we jump to the conclusion that if they expose something, that it must have been done or it must be, I hate to say, fake news. And I think this is a sign of that. I think of what's happening. This hair trigger reaction.
I would think probably the students were imagine, like, you know, this is what is happening. Whenever an issue is something wrong, and the majority of the folks thinks, well, this is right, then these people have to pretty much, you know, toe their things what other people are saying. So the students here are pretty much think when a few people or the top people in that particular organization raised objections, well, look at what you've done. Like, you know, you put these pictures and now you have defamed these people, blah, blah. And when they think the voices that's coming out of an issue that resonates, well, most of the people think that what I did is wrong, then they immediately jumped in together and signed an editorial saying, well, we are sorry to take pictures of these people and we use this directory to get all this information. I think this is pretty much the state of journalism right in this country or else in the world, because sometimes people in power, they will dictate what is right and what is wrong and what happens to objectivity and truth.
A newspaper should not apologize for doing journalism.
Never.
And it seems these students did. In support of them, though, when you're in the middle of that storm and everyone's coming down on you, sometimes it's confusing, or sometimes you just you're not sure how to react. And especially given that these are students, they may have thought they did something wrong, and they're getting a lot of criticism. Yeah. And like I say, they may have just convinced themselves that they did something wrong when, in fact, you know, taking photos in public of people at a protest, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely not. And I just wonder, you know, what their advisors were doing, what their response was. You know, I remember being even a cub reporter professionally or a student reporter and not being sure of myself and seeking my advisor, you know, their feedback on this, not to lay this at their advisor, but where were they? And I've had, you know, we've all had moments, especially early in my career, when you have a great responsibility here and what you're going to publish is going to be read by however many your circulation is. And when you make a mistake, it's for all to see. And then you have to eat crow and admit it and file that that correction and make sure that you have set the record straight. In a world where we're exposed constantly digitally, I think, and where we have some strong sentiment of some falsehoods about what the journalism industry is, I think that compounds this issue and that sense of unconfidence, lack of confidence, I should say. And sure, I think it's fine for a student journalist to feel that way. But I was just wondering, somewhere along the line, someone should have realized what this was and tried to set the record straight.
Well, is it possible the advisor was not aware of this?
Perhaps.
If they were somewhat hands-off, perhaps the editor-in-chief and the other editors decided they needed to do this, and the advisor didn't find out until it was in print.
Well, as an advisor, yes, that does happen. I can speak truth to that.
The problem that I see right now is we lack leaders, especially, I think the students, the problem is if the leader is not good, how do you expect the students to be good? If we don't have good journalist teachers, how are the students are going to learn from that? What is basically the definition of journalism? Journalism is a process of collecting, gathering, assessing, creating, and you know, presenting the information to the public. And if you're going to tell the students what you're doing is wrong, then that's pretty much shaking the foundation of journalism itself. I think the basic problem that needs to be addressed is don't blame the students. Blame the advisors. Blame the journalism professors who are teaching these kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just not like, you know, just pick on these guys. Oh, look at what you're doing. I think the problem is we need to address the root cause of this problem, that these students must be exposed to quality training and good teachers. And that's what it's lacking with regard to Northwestern.
Well, again, it's possible the advisor did not know about this until after it appeared in print.
Right.
Because you want to, and Will, you can speak to this better than me, but you want the students to gain experience, and because they are students, they're going to make mistakes. Us professionals make mistakes sometimes, too. It happens. But in the case of being a faculty advisor to, for example, a student newspaper, you have to let them print stuff and then perhaps you talk about it afterwards. And in this case, it's something, especially in the journalism, the world of journalism, a lot of people are reacting to this. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are really angry with the students for caving. Mm-hmm. But again, when you're in the center of that storm, in the middle of that controversy, sometimes it's difficult, especially as a student.
We have to let the students make mistakes. It's a student-run newspaper. That said, this is, like I said, a very bizarre incident, to say the least. And I would think that all the students that we have trained in leading our editorial department and our editors in the department would know that if they collect information and if they have vetted that information and have clarified and verified what they've collected as being fact and have done it above board and transparent, they are within their rights to produce that. And so this is just an unusual situation. But getting back to your point, yes, I think the students need to be allowed to make mistakes when they produce the paper. It's the student-run newspaper with an advisor like myself trying to shepherd them and guide them and give some guidance and suggestions on how to put together their certain stories, what to look for, and so forth. Yes, I definitely agree with Rajvi, though. We need to have competent and well-trained and well-skilled professionals guiding those students as well.
I'm a little angry, too, at some of these Twinkies who were protesting and who found this re-traumatizing and invasive. What were they expecting when they went out to protest and stir things up? I mean, you want publicity when you're trying to draw attention to your opposition to something, and so why is it re-traumatizing to have your photo in the paper and to have a paper reporting on this event? Don't you want that publicity?
Well, absolutely. And I think it's a reminder that maybe our student journalists may be maybe overly sensitive to the point that they realize that they have to be deliverers of bad news sometimes. You have to ask tough questions. You have to do a dirty job. And it's not because you're trying to get someone. It's because you have to produce the truth and bear it all to people, no matter how ugly that job may be.
I think this is actually a very good incident. I shouldn't say good incident because of the fact that it's traumatizing for the students which involved, but also it's brought to light the issues that the present journalism school and students are facing, that we really are in dearth or lack of good quality journalistic students. And again, this actually has got a national attention, which I think is good in the long run, because I think now the students have learned an important lesson that journalism is all about being, you know, strong and being about collecting information, gathering it, and right. presenting the news and information. And you don't have to apologize for that.
No, I have to be courageous. You have to be, steadfast, because it is a tough job to do, especially when you have to deliver unpleasant news.
And yeah, and let's not be hypercritical of those Northwestern students, but instead let's all learn from this.
Sure.
And let this serve as a reminder that reporters have a right to cover events that happen in public. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.